What's up, people? This is Dave Birds live from Gopedone downtown. I am heading back home after seeing a movie. I just went to the new Megabox in town. Megabox is one of the big South Korean movie chains, and they just opened a new one in Yeonju, where I live. Which is pretty sweet, because most of the other people I know that teach in Korea, in Gyeonggi province, like I do, they don't live in towns that have movie theaters, so I feel pretty privileged, actually. So tonight I went and saw a movie, a new South Korean romantic comedy, I guess, called Chilling Romance. Alternatively, I don't know, there's some other title I can't remember. Oh, Spellbound, that's it. But I think the actual translation is Chilling Romance. And it didn't have subtitles, which I knew about. So it was a lot of me trying to guess the storyline, but it's okay. It was interesting. There were some cool sort of supernatural horror sequences that were interesting to watch, even though the CGI graphics were a little bit cheesy, but that's okay. As long as the concept is good. So that was the first time that I had gone to the Megabox here. I think I'm going to make it a weekly thing, because why not, right? I don't really have much else going on during weeknights. Otherwise, I would just be sitting in my apartment, which, it's kind of lame. It's not really that fun. So I figure, you know, dropping 7,000 won a week on a movie ticket, it's like $6. That's not bad. I think I'm going to try to see, I'm going to keep it going with the American movies and Korean movies. So next week I think I'll probably go see Sherlock Holmes 2. And I'm not going to see Mission Impossible 4 because I don't care, but I think that came out in the summer in the United States, if I remember correctly. But it's just getting a theater release here right now. But yeah, I don't care. I don't think I've even seen the first three Mission Impossibles. The nice thing is that in Korea, most of the cinema chains have online ticket reservation systems, because in Korea you have to actually reserve a seat. It's not just like you reserve a ticket and then you sit wherever you want. You actually reserve a seat, so I can just go online and order a ticket for whatever movie I want. And actually, when you order online, you get to select from a little chart that they have on their website exactly which seat you want, which is really nice. So I don't have to worry about like trying to communicate with the ticket people there. All I have to do is go online, order my ticket, print it out, and then I take it to them and they exchange it for an actual ticket, which is, you know, simple and easy. So yeah, and I think I said in another episode the whole thing about Korean culture, that people usually do things together, not so much alone. So every time I tell my colleagues that I'm going to a movie alone, they think that's really pathetic and sad. I don't know, I don't really care, because what are you really, you're not talking to another person while you're in the movie theater. At most, you go with somebody else, you sit next to them, you don't talk, and then afterwards, you talk. So that's okay. And I think that's going to be it for today. Nothing else really happened. So I will catch you next time.